Woodbury Reports with your host, Lon Woodbury, talking with leading professionals about how parents and others can help their struggling teens, preteens, and young adults. Now here's your host, Lon Woodbury.
Well, good morning. This is Lon Woodbury. Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. It is May 31st, 2017, and I have Colleen Norris on the line. Well, good morning, Colleen. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you, and good morning to you as well.
Well, today we're going to talk about the secrets of a healthy family. That's the topic title. Now, Colleen, she's raised two kids. She's a grandmother of four. But in 2006, she started a company called Loving Connections, which focuses on family relationships. Now, that's taken her into creating board games that help families to build loving relationships. It's Golden Wisdom Design, and finishing his first game, and it's called Rainbow Journey. It assists parents, players, to share their feelings and emotions with a cooperative game. So, we'll get into that in a little bit, but first off, what's your definition of a healthy family, Colleen?
Well, to me, a healthy family is where someone feels listened to. Someone can go to their parents, even their siblings, and really share what they're feeling and have that open line of communication and feel like their needs are being listened to.
So the two sides of that is first the one person, they need to talk about their emotions and their feeling, what they're feeling, instead of stuffing it or holding back. But more importantly, the other person needs to listen and really hear the person, because I think that's what all of us are looking for.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think that is the main concern, is that, that everyone wants to be listened to and understood and know what we're feeling.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the whole basis of, I think, of the therapy profession, is listening. And really listening, but it also goes for barbers, hairdressers, and bartenders, and friends down the street. When we have a bit of a problem, we all like to go and listen or talk to somebody, get it off our chest, and they need to listen. That's very important. So that's maybe one of the most key basis of a healthy family. So what happens when a family, people aren't listening to each other? What are the things that have happened?
I think when we feel like we're not listened to, we usually close down. That's been my experience, is there's this, well, nobody cares, so why should I even share? And then after we stuff it, we finally react in a very negative way and explode. Mm-hmm. And I think it in the past it was mostly attributed to males doing that, but I think with this, where our society has evolved, that you see that also in females these days.
Yeah, and I think by that you're talking about directed, but there can be some indirect things, backstabbing and things like that goes on that isn't as explosive, though explosive is the one that gets all the headlines.
Yeah, that's true. And, definitely I think girls have a tendency to just, instead of directly attacking someone, they'll basically tell all their friends, well, this isn't a person that we want to associate with, let's shun her. Basically, that's been my experience with how females, especially young teen females, deal with that frustration.
Well, let's talk about what you're trying to do, your business focusing on family relationships. And particularly, I'm curious about a board game, how a board game can help that. So would you tell us a little bit about your first game that you're finishing up, Rainbow Journey?
Well, Rainbow Journey is a totally cooperative game. So anytime a person gets an opportunity to move forward as far as completing the game, they actually get two cards, one for themselves, and then they get to share it with someone else in the game. So it's the idea that working together, we can not only connect with one another, but, it is that cooperative working together that makes us complete the game and makes us happy in life. That I used to love playing games as a child with my family because that was the only time that we really connected, and I felt like they had my attention. But the problem is most of those games were competitive games. So it was basically, you know, we complain about sibling rivalry and different things like that, but aren't we promoting that when all we're doing to connect is competing with one another? And so that's where the genesis of my game also came, was that why not teach cooperation and working together while you're playing together?
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's very intriguing.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was surprised when I've been involved now with the gaming board guild and stuff, that cooperative games are coming more and more into focus, but the problem is most of those are, as a group, you're fighting a villain or a zombie or, you know, and it's just the idea that that's the only time we can come together and work as a team, as if we have a common enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that still sets a wrong precedent of, you know, why do we cooperate together? And if it's not even in a board game, if families can find a project that they can work together and feel complete when doing it together, I think that's a great way for families to really feel healthy and that they're, you know, not only within their own selves as a family, but that they're making a difference in the community.
Well, you know, as you're talking in this competitive and the common enemy, when I think about it, all levels of society, that seems to be when they bond together. You know, in international relationships, countries band together and in defense against what they consider a common enemy, NATO, for example, or the various treaty pacts that the United States is involved in. And board games and video games especially are competitive. And you're talking about pulling together even to fight zombies, so you're not competing with each other, you're cooperating, but there's still that common enemy. So how do you get around to that? What do you put in your game that makes it more cooperation than competition?
Well, like I say, the whole game is, well, what Rainbow Journey does is it gives people an opportunity to share what they're feeling, what makes them happy, what makes them sad, what makes them angry, and then there's three different kinds of cards. There's the ones that you're sharing about yourself. Then there's the heart cards that you're wanting to know from another person in the game how they feel. And then it's the last card is the group card, where you answer some questions about, you know, what can I see that we can do as a group that would make me happier, or what we do as a group that makes me sad. And so it's the idea of this communication, but it's done in a fun way in a game, so that it's, you know, it's not the parents always asking, well, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? But it's just, let's go play a game together. And then you find out in the process of playing the game how everybody is feeling and what's going on with their life.
I imagine there's some sort of gold in it. You know, it sort of reminds me of Campbell's The Hero's Journey. There's a gold, climb a mountain or cross a river, or there's some sort of gold that you come by, that you combine to, and that's sort of applied in the Rainbow Journey. It sounds like they're doing a journey.
Yeah, and it's really the joy of the journey. It's really teaching children and even adults that you don't have to finish something in order to feel the joy, but just the process of playing the game is a winning experience. There is an end goal, and because the path does end, I've had a lot of feedback that, well, it looks like we want to go to the end, but that's what I had to put specifically in the rules, that though there is an end, getting there fast does not help you to achieve the end of the game. So, you know, it's just we're conditioned to the idea that there's an end in mind, but it's something that I'm still learning, is that idea that it's the process, the journey, that's the accomplishment. It's not the, I like Miley Cyrus's song, you know, it's the climb. And it really, to me, that's what we really get to learn, is that life is about the climb. It's not about getting to the top of the mountain.
So what you're really doing is trying to impact them to change their thinking, because, you know, the goal in work, you're project-oriented, you're goal-oriented. You know, you have some kids, the goal is to raise them up to be successful adults. We're all on that. And the debate's been going on that, you know, smell the flowers. Let's slow down and appreciate the journey rather than just getting someplace fast. I know myself, when I'm when my wife and I are driving someplace, we're generally on a deadline, and we don't have near as much time as we'd like to stop and visit the sights or enjoy the view. So it sounds like you're really dealing with some pretty basic questions our society is dealing with.
Yeah. I mean, and it's in a fun way. I mean, I used to try to teach workshops to teach it, but to me, if you experience it and really understand it through experience, it makes a lot more impact in your life than just hearing it.
Okay, so when is the game going to be released?
Well, in July, I'm having the last play test done. In the gaming world, what we do is we have a lot of people give us feedback, make sure we feel like people understand the game, it works, it flows well for them and stuff. And if that goes well, which I'm anticipating it will, then I anticipate getting my game released in August.
Well, that sounds great. Now, I presume you've been testing on people. What's the preliminary reaction that you've been getting from other people?
Well, the main feedback that I'm working on right now, and then that's when I think I'll be complete, is some of the questions seemed repetitive. And, yeah, we don't want to keep answering the same question over and over again. So that's what I'm working on, is tweaking the questions to the point where it's really a fresh question every time they get a question. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, because it was very general questions like, what brings you joy? So I need to figure out how to put a variety on that. So it is a fresh question every time they draw a question. So.
Yeah, it's otherwise I could see where the problem could be. You'd get the old classics, well, how do you feel? Well,
yeah,
that gets old pretty fast.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, definitely. And so that's, like I say, by July I should have all those questions, so I feel like they're all unique and something fun for them. And because the vision has always been that eventually we'd have like an expansion pack that had more questions to answer and stuff, mm-hmm. but I got to have the first questions be so they're interesting to begin with, so they're wanting more questions. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, we about ran out of our time, but I want to give you a minute to talk about your business and then how people can contact you. But you've talked about it some, but could you go back and sort of in a minute talk about the Golden Wisdom Design, your company, and your loving connections? Just
okay.
Tell a little bit about yourself and your business, and then how would you want people to get a hold of you if they had any questions or wanted to order the game?
Okay. Yeah, we're not quite in the ordering the game phase yet, and that's still haven't developed a website for the game since it isn't ready to be published. The best way to contact me is through my personal email at this point, because I do have one that I'm starting with, a business one, but I haven't got to the point where I look at it on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And that would be my first name, Colleen, period, or dot, and Norris, my last name, Norris, 57, at gmail.com. And yeah, if you want to be put in the loop as far as when the game will be published and that kind of thing, just put in the title of the subject, just interested in learning more about your game or something like that. And, yeah, Golden Wisdom Design is a brand-new company, so we don't have a website yet, But that is, I'm also in the process of developing that. So yeah, the best way is just a personal email, and I will put you on my list to be informed when the game is available.
Okay, well, very good. Well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking with Colleen Norris. Colleen Norris, I've been talking about the secrets of a healthy family and what she's been doing to try to help that, which is the board game. Rainbow Journey is our most recent thing. Well, thank you very much. It's been great talking to you, Carlene.
Well, thank you for having me. I enjoyed the conversation.